This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting this week, the government is giving extensions to many immigrants whose work permits have expired or are about to. The Department of Homeland Security is trying to deal with a massive backlog that's affecting these workers and their employers. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Federal officials say the new policy protects as many as 420,000 immigrants from losing their ability to work in this country. Asylum seeker Jairo Umana, a roofer from Nicaragua, is one of them. Umana, a member of the Asylum Seeker Advocacy Project, says he stopped working almost a month ago when an automatic half-year extension ran out. Immigration authorities will now allow that extension to run for an additional year.
Es un alivio.
Umana calls it a relief and says it gives him and others better opportunities to continue working. And that relief could extend to the nation's tight labor market, says Daniel Costa of the Economic Policy Institute.
There's not just an impact on the individual, but there's an impact economy-wide.
Still, Costa says that not every immigrant will be eligible for this extension, and backlogs caused by understaffing and underfunding at the agency in charge will persist. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.